Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello and happy Monday, everybody. So I hope that you are enjoying this beautiful fall day. Yes, it is fall. The leaves are changing. It's kind of pretty. There's this big tree right outside my window, and the leaves are like very pretty. I'll take a picture and post it later on Facebook. Yeah, because nobody's ever seen leaves changing color before, right? Oh my goodness. I am just cracking myself up all morning long. So, okay, I want to post leaves changing colors. Yeah, everybody can look out their window and see that at this point. Okay, so today the first thing I want to say is this. I want to talk about love. Now, as many of you know or might know, I'm a channel, so I channel messages from angels, guides, whatever we want to call them. It doesn't matter. They have no ego. They don't care. We're the ones with the ego that in the flesh that are stuck with titles and names, and this is what I am, and this is who I am, and this is who I channel. Yeah, let all that go. Today about love, it's imperative. I'm channeling. Here we go. The funny's gone. Here comes the channeling. It's imperative at this time on this plane that we all dig deeper into ourselves and we start to understand that love is not something we receive, nor is it something we give. It is something that we came from, something we will return to. But most importantly, it is imperative that you understand that you are to remain that love while incarnate. Let us be very clear about this. And let yourself understand this with no fear. There is only love left. If you can release the fear, overcome the fear, you will be the love that you come from and return to. And as we like to say, if you were not afraid, what would you do? Who would you be and how would you behave? Not in a narcissistic, sociopathic way, of course. We are talking about from love. The essence of your being comes from love. As you move forward, it is imperative that you understand that which you seek outside of yourself is already inside of yourself. And if you just allow it to expand and grow, stop believing, thinking that you might be less than or that you don't have this or you don't have that. Everything is inside of you. And as you allow that to grow inside of you, it will shine outside of you. The decision that you make for every thing that you are looking for outside of you, if you go within, it will be there. and it will expand, and you will become it. And then those that are it will come to you like a magnet. Okay, that's my opening message. Now, I'm going to break that down another way and say, you attract what you think, you attract what you are, you attract who you are to you. And more importantly, and a lot of people don't realize this, if we have something that has not been healed, we'll attract somebody into our life that will force us to look at that issue and heal it. So the more we ascend into, yes, being love, not giving love, not receiving love, but being love, the more we can help others. But more importantly, the more we change this plane that we are on. On that note, let's go to our first caller. Now, here are the rules. Because my switchboard is always full and I love you guys, thank you everybody for listening. Thank you everybody for calling in. I ask that you have your question or your connection prepared. You can ask a question about life, love, finances, career, whatever you want to ask about. Or you can make a connection to a loved one who has passed on. Whatever it is, please have one question ready. And the question cannot be, tell me what's going to happen over the next 6 months. Who do you see around me? Be very direct. There are a lot of people waiting. And mostly everybody's been waiting over 20 minutes already. So let's use our love and ask a question, get our answer, and try to get as many people in as we can today. Being respectful of the time frame that I have for the show, we're going to do this in the best way possible. I will not compromise your answer. I will go on as long as I need to for your answer. But remember, it is one question or connection for everybody. The first caller is 480. Hello, 480. How are you?
Good morning. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you. My quick question is, I'm in a temporary housing. I just moved to Las Vegas, and I was wondering if you see a move into my own place here in the next month or so.
Yes, it's going to take, actually, you are going to be moving into your own place very soon. You'll hear about the place within a month, but I feel like the total transition, I'm hearing 6 weeks. Now, that doesn't mean in 6 weeks you're going to hear about the place. Again, I feel like you're going to hear about it within the month, but the move might take a little bit longer than you're expecting. This might be something that I'm hearing construction, so they might be remodeling something, redoing something, and that work might just take a little bit longer than you're expecting, okay?
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the weekend. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We are going to go to the next caller, and that next caller is 313. Hello, 313. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Cheryl. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So how can I help you today?
It's probably just like messages from the other side regarding me getting a new car.
Wait. Can you slow down a little bit? You talk really super fast. Sometimes when I'm channeling, I talk that fast, but can you please slow down just a little bit and repeat that?
I said I was just like messages from the other side regarding me getting a new car or any type of movement, please, and thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. You know, for some reason, this isn't the message they want to give you today. I'm so sorry. They want to tell you something else, so I'm just going to tell you what they want to tell you, okay?
Okay.
You've been stuck a little bit, correct? Not only
yes.
With the vehicle situation, but in life in general, right? So here's how this works, folks. This is amazing. And I love when this happens. So she called in worried about a car, but they're like, oh, baby girl, we've got you because you are stuck. You are so stuck. It's like your feet are in cement, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So I'm going to start the clearing. So anybody who feels stuck in life, anybody who feels like they're not able to move forward, take a slow, deep breath in. Here we go. Let's clear this now. God, angels, Holy Spirit, come in and clear all of this now. Oh, no, no, no. Now, I feel this in my head instantly, like a fog, a dizziness. And you walk around most of the time feeling like this. And then, of course, I feel it in my throat, and my throat is very, it's just hard to catch my breath and talk, and I feel like I'm going to cry. Is this how you feel on a daily basis most of the time, sweet girl? Okay, so they're clearing this away now. And while they're clearing this away, I'm going to try to talk and not cry. Not only am I a psychic, a medium, I'm also an empath. So I'm feeling all of these feelings going through me right now. Oh, I'm so blessed. So blessed to be able to feel everybody else's stuff. I'm going to tell you this right now. Once this is clear, you have got to get up and get on it. Don't worry about the material things. Just start moving forward with the other things. Are you thinking about some schooling? Are you in school or thinking about schooling? Because I hear school.
Yes, I want to go back to school, but I don't have my vehicle or a vehicle at the time, and it's starting to get dark early, and I'd be worried about my safety.
Yeah, I get that. They're saying it's time to go back to school. Do as many online classes as you can. There's always an alternative. You know, I always say this to people. There's not one way to do things. There are hundreds of ways to do things. So you can take some online class.
I'm more of an in-class person. I don't prefer online. I'd rather be in person.
I understand that, and they understand that. But sometimes we have to, okay, so let's clear that. Sometimes we have to be open to alternatives, maybe take a smaller load of classes. You don't have to go full on, but you do have to start moving forward. We can have excuses or we can have a life. Now, your excuses are going to keep you where you are right now. But if you get into classes, imagine where you'll be in 5 years from now. It is time for you to stop messing around and stop hemming and hawing about stuff. And it is time for you to get off your booty. I'm not going to use the words they're using. This is your grandma, and she's just laying it down, girl. She's just laying it down for you. She's saying, don't you be talking that to me. Don't you be saying those words to me. We did not come this far so that you would sit there and come up with it's dark outside. Oh, I don't have a car. You know what? Go back 100 years. Who had a car, girl? Nobody had a car. Now get up off your booty and get it together. You want to be like this in 5 years? If you want to be like this in 5 years, go ahead. Keep making your excuses. It's time for you to lose your excuses and get your life. Okay, Grandma. All right, then, Grandma. Woo! Grandma Kate, Grandma don't play. She came to lay it down for you today. Now, I am going to tell you, she would go on for the duration of my show if I would let her. However, Grandma... And she just wants you to know, too, to stop messing around with men that aren't worthy of you. You don't, you think, oh, it's just for now. She's doing this thing with her hands. Oh, it's just for now. Oh, it's okay. He's so hot. But she does this. No, girl, get it together. Take your life seriously. You do not take your life seriously. You are acting like you have
all the time in the world. And it's not that you're not going anyplace anytime soon. It's just that you, the more you do now, the more you get it together now, in 5 years, the better your life is going to look. Do not play with your life, girl, because this life is not for playing in this way. If you want to play, play and create something that's amazing. Create a legacy. Ooh. Don't waste your time and your energy
on
all this foolishness.
Yes.
Okay, that's what
Tell
your grandma
me.
Has to say. Okay, to everybody listening, to all of my callers waiting, do not drop back. Everybody gets messages like this. Her grandma just needs to talk to her like this so that she can get it. Your grandma is saying that wishy-washy talk, you need the smackdown is what she's saying.
I do. You got a very well connection with her.
She's awesome. She's amazing. She was an amazing woman too. And she just wants, you know what? She wants you to be an amazing woman. She wants you to be that woman. She wants you to be successful and strong and show those who come after you, look at anybody can do this. Do not use excuses. Use your resources. Use your brain. Figure it out. Don't sit around going, ooh, ooh, oh, woo, woo, this and woo, woo, that. Oh, my gosh. Woo, 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 woo. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Get it together. And that's your message for the day. Now, she also wants to say that she loves you and thank you so much for connecting with her today. Even though you just wanted to know about a car, Grandma is saying, she loves you. She's with you. And she's saying, I'm watching you, girl. I am watching you. And she is going to be
How does she
you.
Connect with me? How does she connect with me?
I do have to get going to the next caller, but I'm going to tell you she does something in your house, in your living room, and something in your bedroom. And I feel like
Thank
in the bedroom,
you.
It's like if you feel like somebody is like rubbing your head or your cheek, that's your grandma. In the bedroom, and in the living room, she moved something around. She's always moving something around in the living room is what I'm getting. Now, I need you to know she's going to be showing you signs and helping you to figure out how to figure out the schooling thing, okay?
All right.
I want to thank you for calling in. Now, this clearing we did for you and everybody else, by the end of the day, everybody should be feeling lighter, should be feeling stronger, and you should be feeling like you can move forward a little bit.
Okay.
I love you, girl.
Thank you so much.
Have an amazing rest of the week. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to go directly to the next caller, 267. Hello, 267. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. My name's Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna.
I think I spoke to you before, I'm not sure. But I just wanted to know, do you see someone from my past trying to come back? She keeps calling me and I don't respond, but they might be mistake phone calls.
Don't let this person back in. This person does not have clear or pure motives. This person just wants a do-over, but that's exactly what it will be. It will be an exact do-over. This person's intentions are not pure or good. Sometimes, and not to be cruel, but lose the loser. Let go of what didn't work in the first place. I'm going to tell you there is somebody new coming in.
Okay.
And the sooner you untangle yourself from that energy, the sooner
I'm ready.
New person. So I'm going to tell you if she is ready to move forward. You're not ready to move forward. You like the fact that this guy is... You know, it's a little ego boost when somebody reaches back out and says, oh, look, he did love me. Oh, look, he does want me. And we all do that. We all want that. But I'm going to tell you, you are not ready to move forward. So we're going to clear that now. Again, being blocked, you're ready for a new relationship. I get a no, so we're going to clear that. We're we're going to clear that now. You're ready for a healthy, loving relationship. Let's clear that. And the last thing I'm going to clear is you are healthy in a relationship. Okay, let's clear that. Oh, and again, like I feel this in my solar plexus. I feel this in my heart. I feel it in my head. So from the solar plexus up, you are very, very perplexed with this whole situation of men and what relationships are supposed to look like. We're just going to continue to clear this away because, you know, we get ends up in front of us is where we are in life, not where we want to be. So we have to get ourselves where we want to be, and then that will show up. So if we're attracting men that are not wanting a serious commitment, there's something inside of us that says either A, we don't want a serious commitment, or B, we don't feel worthy of a serious commitment. If there's somebody shows up that cheats, again, there's something inside of us that says, this is what we deserve or this is what we know, and we have to clear that from us. It's never the other person. It's always us. Either we have to clear some victim stuff. We have to clear some old patterns, some unhealthy patterns. So that's what they're doing now. You should feel lighter because I just felt everything lift. How do you feel right now?
I feel pretty good because I was ready to let it go, and I kind of did, and I know it's not good for me. And I feel that someone else will be coming in. Not that I need a man. I've done a lot of work on myself the past 2 years, and I'm not going to go backwards. I just didn't know I should. I'm ignoring the supposedly mistakeable phone calls.
I'm going to recommend that you block this person just so you don't even see when they call, because that just puts us back in that space where our mind is thinking about that person and that situation and bringing up not only the good but the bad that happened, and then we have this internal conflict about what to do with it. And as women, we're more emotional and we think, well, I need to be nice, I need to reach out, I need to – no, we don't. We don't. So I'm going to tell you, by the end of the day, you should feel lighter. You should feel just ready to completely cut everything with this person. And I get a yes on that, and it's very solid. Do not even think about this person anymore. Just move on and be open to who comes in. And the person's coming in within 3 months, but I feel like the one-month mark is very strong. And there are actually the potential for two people to come in. The first one is going to be a great, great friend. And the second one is going to be a more serious relationship. So in about a month, you're going to meet someone who turns out to be just an amazing friend. Somebody, and it's a male. You might think it might go romantic, but I don't feel like this person's going to go romantic with you, but they are going to be an amazing friend. Then around the three-month mark, which puts us, what is this, November, December, right around the new year, you are going to meet somebody that is going to turn your world around in a good way, in a good way. So just be prepared for that, and the two of you are going to learn you're going to learn a lot about love and caring from each other and for each other. Okay, sweetie?
Yes. Can I just tell you something? When you were telling me about that last part, I have the goosebumps all over I could see them and my hair standing up. Does that mean anything?
That's confirmation. That's how they confirm things. That's your angel saying, this is true. This is true. Listen. Pay attention. That's how angels confirm things for us. Absolutely, positively. Okay, sweetie?
Yes, thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day. Bye for now, love.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm going to go to 860. Hello, 860. How are you today?
Hi, Tony. It's Amla. How are you?
Oh, Amla, I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was interested because the last caller was just very, it felt like you were talking to me too as far as letting another person go. And I feel really good. And I did have a private reading with you, and I was just wondering if you see a substantial person coming in, or is it just kind of like the other person with a good friend coming in and then another person? Or what do you feel?
Okay, so I just want to tell you, they want you to refocus your energy off of men for now and back into writing and back into, they want you to start putting workshops together, Amla. So while you're writing, also be co-creating these workshops. And sometimes when we least expect it, somebody pops in that is a really good person to pop in. Right now they want you to just stop thinking about boys, which is really hard to do sometimes. Right? Come on. and refocus all of your energy into work. Now, Venus goes retrograde, I think, this week, and she's going to be retrograde until November 16th or 17th. Now, 16th. I don't know a lot about astrology, but from what I've read, any relationship that starts while Venus is retrograde will fizzle out. There won't be that chemistry all the way through. So let's all just take a break and not worry about relationships right now. Let's refocus all of our energy into it. Now, if you already have a relationship, that doesn't count. It's new relationships that are starting that could potentially fizzle out, from what I understand about Venus being retrograde. So let's just all focus on work. Let's get our energy redirected into creating what we need to create to be in service to each other and to help others along the way. You're going to have some people coming in that are going to help you with resources as far as helping others and how you're going to put these programs together and facilitate them. I feel like a lot of it is going to be online. So just get used to that online venue. And don't be afraid to let other people help you. We don't have to do everything on our own. When the time is right, the right people will come in. So don't try to push it or force it. Okay. Allow it to happen naturally, okay?
Yes, that makes complete sense. So you're saying to just focus on the career aspect. It's interesting you talked about workshops because I'm actually taking a hiatus in the sense of I'm writing more in the sense of getting my chapters done. And so maybe that those are kind of tied in, but I know that I actually, you know what, let me change my mind. I think you're right with the online thing. It's a better avenue to go than to physically go. You're right on.
Oh, Amla, I just love you, Amla. Okay, so listen, there will be some venues that are in person, but when you're first starting out to reach the masses, you have to do some online stuff. There are a lot of conference call type of venues that allow a lot of people to sign up for your programs and to talk about how to improve self and other and life and love. So please look at that, understand it, and be graciously moving forward in that direction. That's where all of your energy should be right now. Okay, sweet girl?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Perfect. You're so welcome.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
God bless.
Thank you, Amla.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. So it is absolutely amazing how quickly 30 minutes goes. And we are at the end of that 30-minute time. I want to thank you all. I'm so grateful and honored that you joined me on my show today. I'm here every Monday at noon. If you did not get through today, please call in next week. You can call in 15 minutes prior to the show starting, and then you'll be one of the first callers on the switchboard. I love doing this, and thank you for being a part of it. Bye for now.